Gracious and loving God, as we come together to celebrate this Christmas Day celebration, this Christmas time celebration, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you would help us to find the ways in which you can be born in you in our hearts, in our lives, in our thoughts, in our actions, in our deeds. Lord God, help us to find those places that you are with us. Emmanuel, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's good to be with you guys today, and Christmas is a wonderful time of year, and we just heard these words that Barbara sang. In the beginning was the Word, and the
Word
was with God, and the
Word
was God. And then we heard later on, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So I want to ask a question. When you think of this time of year, what word comes to mind for you? What is that?
Jesus.
Always a good answer. What is it? Louder.
Joy.
Joy. Okay. Joy. What else?
Love.
Peace.
Grace.
Patience. Self-control. Patience. What else? Family. Love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. Excellent. What else? Salvation. Those are some good ones. There are some good ones. Let me tell you the word that I think of, and this is kind of a new one for me this year as I read the lessons and was preparing for this. But this is a word that I think of, and it comes from this reading. But to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God. He gave power. That is my word for this Christmas season, for all of you, is power. And maybe a better way of saying it is to be empowered. You see, it says, to all those who receive him. So for me, this holy time of year is a time when I am reminded, and hopefully you are too, but I am reminded that ours is a God who comes near to empower us, to empower you in your life, to empower me. Because I don't know about you, but there's often times in my life that I feel powerless. I know there's people in this church who have felt powerless recently because they've gotten diagnoses that were very difficult to hear. And they're degenerative, and there is, quote unquote, nothing we can do about it. I know in your life, perhaps in a relationship or perhaps with other people, you feel powerless. I know at times I feel powerless to get my children to do what I would like for them to do. But perhaps you in your life, think of those places where you feel powerless. Maybe it's everything that's going on in our culture right now. Maybe it's everything going on with what's going on in these other countries and children dying at our border and children and people dying in wars around the world or something of those sort. Maybe it makes you feel powerless. Maybe it has to do with your own addictions that you're dealing with or a shame that's a part of your life. We all have that. We all have those experiences. Where is it that you might feel powerless today? Well, I'm heartened by these words. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. Why? So that all who receive this gift can have the power to become the children of God. Well, I'm reminded when I hear this that this babe born in a manger is quite remarkable. Not simply for being a miraculous birth, as you trust this narrative, this story, but it's a gift of God's own presence for you and for me so that we might dare to claim power in the midst of our world and places in our lives where we feel overwhelmed, where we feel powerless. And what's so unique about this babe that was born, the one who will eventually end up powerless on a cross, is that it's precisely in His own acts of powerlessness, in God's own willingness to live among us and give us that we have been given an opportunity to see life anew, to see our lives anew, to see our friends around us anew, to see our enemies anew, to see all of those things which we would say or the world might say has a claim on us anew. We can see them through the eyes of the one who has come near. The Word in the flesh. You see, through Christ, ironically, through a child born to an unwed teenage mother in very mean conditions in a backwater city in a foreign land. Through a prophet and teacher who was hung up on a tree for being a rabble-rouser, a political dissident, and just downright annoying. Through that babe who grew into that man, to the one who walked out of that tomb and said, "Be not afraid, we have been given power to be the children of God," meaning that this one who has come near and in His name, in the strength of His promise, friends, you and I can dare to stand up amidst our powerless moments and claim, "No, I am not powerless. I have been given the promise of the Word made flesh that has dwelt in my life and in yours, and therefore we can live our lives fully and completely trusting that life can be made new again. The world can be made new again. And that even in the midst of my struggles and pains, there is hope and promise and joy. There are all of those things that you just mentioned. Peace and love and grace and all the rest of the fruits of the Spirit. And salvation, new life, healing. The root word for the word salvation is the word salus, which means health, healing, wholeness. That salvation is being made whole again. And that, friends, is the newness. That is the promise. That is the gift. That is the exciting power that you have been given, that you are made whole again as you receive this gift of Jesus who claims you simply as you are, as His own. There's a lot of Christmas gifts that we get. Trevor Brazelton got an Xbox. He was excited about that. Other people got a dog. Little Jerry Fisher got a dog. Anybody here get a cool gift? Raise your hand. Yeah, Micah. The love of your father? Yes, that's correct. Best gift ever. What else? What other gifts did you guys get? Anybody get a cool gift? What'd you get, Elias? What is it? What? A Lego set, that's amazing. As cool as a Lego set, as cool as video games are, as cool as Xbox or a dog, the best gift that we've ever been given is this God who has come near and said that no matter where you may feel powerless, friends, you have been empowered by my loving grace and you can claim it as your own. Despite what the world tells you, despite what others may say to you, you are mine, you are my child. Brothers and sisters, know that you have been empowered because the God has come near for you. This one has come near for you. And this isn't just a Christmas gift. This is the gift of every moment and every day and every year. For you see, the Christ can be born anew in you and empower you anew every day. May this be the gift for you always. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, I now invite you to kneel or sit as you are able for our time of prayer.
I want to give thanks to Pastor Dave for that homily, for that message, and for the classic timelessness and importance of the prayers, the lessons, and carols that we've participated in this morning. How wonderful and magnificent these are for our personal lives here and in our future. Let's pray.